I would ask the boys and girls, please, if they want to come up to the front at this time as we continue our missionary story. So if you want to come up to the front, boys and girls, you're very welcome to do that, and we'll continue our missionary story this morning. Okay, there's not so many here. There's a few away this morning, so we're down in numbers a little bit, but we're glad for those who are here this morning. A few more now from upstairs, so I'll just give them a moment or two to get their seats. Now, I've got a few pound coins with me this morning. I just want to ask three simple questions about the missionary story that we've been doing, and if you answer the question correctly, see me at the door on the way out, and I'll give you a pound if you can answer the question. First question is very simple. It's this: can anybody tell me the name of the missionary that we've been learning about? Matthew, yeah. Hudson Taylor, well done. And can somebody else tell me, please, other than Matthew, since he's answered a question already, how was Hudson Taylor converted? How did he become a Christian? And I know it's going back a few weeks. Mr. Condell, yeah? Yeah, that's right. He was reading a tract in his barn out at the back, and the Lord spoke to him, and he became a Christian. And then the last question: what country was Hudson Taylor burdened for? Jordan, yeah. China, good man, that's okay. I'll keep these pounds, and those three people see me at the door and we'll get you the pound coins. Well done, shows that you're listening. We're thankful for that. So Hudson Taylor, now he's converted. He's heard the call of God, not only to salvation, but he also has heard the call of God to service. And whenever the Lord saves any person, he saves them for a great purpose, not just to get them to heaven, but in this world, that we might serve him and witness for him. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be a missionary. It might mean that. It might mean something else. It might mean that you're going to be a bricklayer or a nurse or a school teacher or some other thing, but just to serve God in wherever he calls you to go. Now, Hudson Taylor had prayed that the Lord would open a door for him, that he might learn more about medicine, because he wanted not only to serve the Lord by distributing the Word of God and by telling people about the Savior, but if he's going to go to China, he realized there were a lot of people out there who were sick and would need help in a physical way. So he sought to learn more about medicine. Remember how he worked for his dad, and his dad was a pharmacist? And then he went to work in the city of Hull with a man called Dr. Hardy, who was a medical doctor, and Hudson Taylor went there and learned a lot of things about medicine. And the last time, it was a couple of weeks ago now, we said that whenever he was working for this man, he was going to learn one of the most important lessons that any Christian or any missionary can learn. And we'll learn a little bit about that lesson in just a moment or two. But every Sunday afternoon, Hudson Taylor would go out from his house, from where he was living in Hull in England, and he would go out with God's word, and he would go away to the down and outs in the city, to the poor people of the city, and in amongst the rich people as well, and he would give out gospel tracts. He had a real confidence in the word of God that it could save others as it had saved him, and he just sought to help people and to give out the word of God. And as he did that, he was really discouraged sometimes, because big men would take the gospel tracts and they would rip them up and they would crumple them up and they would throw them back in his face. But he kept on doing what he knew was right to do. He kept on trusting God. And sometimes whenever you're a Christian, and maybe if you were to go to school or some other place, and whenever you get a little bit older, maybe in the workplace, or you'd maybe go out into the town where you live and knock doors and give out gospel tracts, people might laugh at you. People might think that you're silly. People might think that it's a really foolish thing to do, and they mightn't want to listen. But Hudson Taylor knew that there were people out there, and the Lord was going to speak to them, and God was going to save them, and he just wanted to be God's messenger, just wanted to serve the Lord and do the things that he knew were right. So he just really began to trust God. He realized, well, these people aren't really going to listen to me, but if I give them God's word, well, then maybe God will speak to them. And so I have to trust God to do the saving, and I have to trust God to open their hearts, And as a young Christian, he's really learning that he has to really, really trust God. And as he began to think about China, he began to think about the food that the people ate in China. And so while he lived in England, he began to change his very diet and began to eat the same things that Chinese people would eat. And he began to give his money away to support those who served the Lord and also to feed the poor people. And he just began to learn what it was, first of all, to trust God for everything. And then secondly, to give his life to God completely. And that's an important lesson. And that's the important thing that he learned. Trust God for everything and withhold nothing from God. And so he just gave his life completely to God. And he says, well, Lord, my mouth belongs to you. My hands belong to you. My feet belongs to you. And my time belongs to you. And my money belongs to you. And my gifts and my talents and my abilities. Lord, it all belongs to you. And Lord, you just take my life. And I'm going to trust you completely for every penny and for every opportunity. And I'm going to trust you for everything. But you know, there was something that Hudson Taylor really loved in this world, and it was a young woman. And whenever you're young, like your age, I don't suppose that you have any plans just yet of getting married. Anybody up at the front, any plans? No plans to get married. I can remember as a little boy saying to my mum, I'm never getting married. And she just smiled at me. And I remember she called my dad into the kitchen where it was. She says, Roger says he's never getting married. And then I began, maybe in my teens, to discover that girls weren't really all that bad after all. And they maybe deserved a little bit more attention. And well, you'll learn about that someday. And Hudson Taylor, he met this beautiful girl and she was a Christian. And he was really attracted to her, and they got on so well, and they went for long walks together, and they spent time together, and they talked about God together. And Hudson Taylor loved her, and he really felt that she loved him as well. And he began to talk about getting married, and about what they would do for God together. And he began to talk a lot about China, and how God had called him to be a missionary to go to China. And so he went one day to her parents to ask them if he could marry their daughter. And I can remember going to a farm one day in Macrofelt, just trying to think how many years ago it was. Married in 2006, and it was a year before that, so it was 2005, and that's 7.5 years ago now, I think, if my maths is right. And I can remember going to speak to Elaine's dad and to ask him the question, would you allow me to marry your daughter? And I was dropping all these hints, and he didn't seem to be catching on. And I spent the whole afternoon filling up bags with rubbish and putting them in the trailer of behind his Jeep and helping him all afternoon. And then waited all day, and he didn't ask me, why have you come to see me? And then eventually I had to ask him the question, can I marry your daughter? And you know something? He said yes. And I am so thankful for that. I have to be very careful to say the right thing, because I think, yeah, she's still here. Sometimes she goes out with the children. So, but Hudson Taylor, he said to this man's mum and dad, or this girl's mum and dad, can I marry your daughter? And they said yes on one condition, that you don't take our daughter to China. And then he went to her and he said the same thing. Your mum and dad say that I can marry you as long as we never go to China together. He said to her, what do you think about that? And she says, well, I agree with my parents. Hudson, I would love to marry you, but I don't want to go to China. And so Hudson Taylor went away and got alone with God and began to pray. And he prayed and he says, Lord, I love this girl. And Lord, I love you more than I love this girl. And Lord, I want to go to China and I want to marry this girl. And Lord, if I'm going to go to China and she can't go with me, well, Lord, I'm just going to have to break up this relationship. And you know something, boys and girls? That's what he did. And he was heartbroken. And he had to say goodbye to this girl. And he learned that the most important thing is that he has to live a life of sacrifice. And so he says, before I go to China, I'm going to have to learn to trust God for absolutely everything. And the man that he worked for, Mr. Hardy, was very forgetful. A little bit like me, he used to forget to do a lot of things. And sometimes he would even forget at the end of the week or at the end of the month to give Hudson Taylor his wages. And he would say, now Hudson, you know how forgetful I am. You always remember, Hudson, to remind me to pay you at the end of each month to give you your salary. But Hudson Taylor, he really believed, well, I need to trust God to meet my every need. And so he used to just pray if Mr. Hardy forgot to give him his wages. He would never tell Mr. Hardy that, but he would tell God. He would say, Lord, you remind Mr. Hardy. He's forgot to pay me last month. You remind him. And the Lord never failed him once. And he began to learn to trust God for everything. And boys and girls, that's simply our lesson for this morning. Two things. Trust God for everything. And withhold God, from God nothing. Trust him for everything. Withhold nothing. Great lesson for you to learn. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to come to me, those three that answered the questions, for your pound coins. I'll let you go back to your seats now and sit with your mum and with your dad.